Anybody in the church family went to go have singing lessons, but yet the harmony and all that, that was just so nice. Sister Vanessa, before we start, we're going to pray too, And thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording all this. Sister Vanessa, look at the link that I'm going to put in the room here. This took us a little over 2 years. Let me just see what was the date. Now, the Path to the Throne of God is on the site, too, of course. But there were some strange things in there that we corrected on this study. We started the study March 3rd, 2018, finished the study March 7th, 2020. Also, it was almost exact. It was a little over 2 years, like a week. Well, 4 days over 2 years. So, yeah. And all on that page, too, that I put in the room there, the sanctuary notes page, it's a huge page. Don't print it out. It's like 50, 60 pages, maybe. There's also a link on the top for all the audio files that you have to start, you know, at like March 3rd, 2018 for the study notes. So you can read along, but be forewarned. I ad lib. Well, actually, I just let the Holy Spirit take my tongue, but it's easier just to say ad lib. But yeah. Oh, I didn't put it in, or did I? Yeah, I think that's the one. Yep, sanctuary notes. So, and yeah, but again, it's just one huge prophecy. I think it's so nice. But since so many voices are going to be hitting the mic, hopefully, I don't ordinarily do this. Like if I'm going to do the study and then a sermon, I only pray at the start of the study. But today is testimony. And so it's not just me talking. It's, you know, a couple of the brothers and the sisters are going to step up. And so please kneel if you can. We're going to pray so that the Lord is, so that we're all blessed with bridled tongues. So, okay. Please kneel. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your presence. Thank you once again for answered prayer. Thank you so much for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon your people, your children, our brothers and sisters in the faith. And thank you so much for the way that you're guiding us, even with these rough spots where we have these intense trials. And then when we look back and we see, oh, thank you for that intense trial because it helped me to learn this or that or whatever. It's not easy to see it at the time, but later on, it's just like Jesus explained about the woman giving birth. It's rough when the baby's, you know, when that's going, you know, with the labor and all that. But once the child is born, yeah, you forget about all that stuff and you realize the good reason for the trial. And so thank you, Father, for all these blessings that are about to be shared. We're going to declare to the great congregation, as David said, we're going to let everybody know. We're going to glorify you. We do this every month, as you know. And we do this every chance we get throughout the month. And so thank you, Father, for all these blessings in advance. And thank you for bridling each and every one of our tongues so that you and you are alone are the one that's going to get the glory. And we offer this prayer and this praise and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Creator, our Savior, and our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. All right. And just so you know, amen, amen. and just so you know, Brother Anthony sent me an article, and they're talking about passing a bill. I think they probably passed the bill is what he's the way it's sounding, but they haven't signed it into law yet because it can get vetoed. The president is the one that signs it into law. Knowing Biden, who knows what's going to happen. And how this can even stand, because eventually they're going to, well, if the Lord was going to tarry in his return, it would eventually come out that, yeah, Biden really wasn't the president. So, but the thing here is, I don't want to talk politics, but it's prophesied. I mean, look at the American people got so evil, they deserve evil leaders. And so, but they're talking about banning sections of the Bible, you know, the free speech thing again. And because of this thing with the anti-Israel, you know, protests in America, because the Bible is anti-Semitic. They made that word up in, like, what, a couple hundred years ago? The Bible's not anti-Semitic. The Bible's truth, period. Get over it. I mean, you can't change it. Just like they could slam the Bible all they want, just like they did during the Age of Reason when the two witnesses were killed. They got up again, you know, 3.5 years, you know, as the prophecy says, 3.5 days, but a day equals a year. We know all that. got a page on the website all about the two witnesses if you want it. But, yeah, they're going to do all they can to slam the Bible. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to stop his return, and it's not going to stop them burning in hellfire. But for some reason, Satan gets them to think it will. So just keep them in prayer and keep sharing your faith no matter what. Okay, Testimony Sabbath. It's always good. My first praise, and I got a few here, and then I'll drop the mic, and I'll probably pick up more later. The first one right off the bat, because everybody knows that we were under attack for the last 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks, almost a whole month. Last night, when I was in prayer yesterday during the midday prayer, and I went out there, and all I could do was just one word prayer, help. I says, Father, help. You know, I couldn't take it. You know, it was just unrelenting. I can handle it though, obviously, because you know, I don't care what my body does to this, with the stress, I can handle it. You know, otherwise, 1 Corinthians 10:13 wouldn't be written, right? And I just got to let everybody know that the Lord did allow what he allowed so that we can be stronger for it, and we are. But he revealed something to me last night that I knew about years ago, and I completely forgot about a certain tool that I have. And that attack, that DDoS attack, is gone. It's done deal now, because I found out who was doing it. It was from China. And so it has been locked out. But I'm still probably going to keep these security toys that I installed and going to install, which I can't do until tonight or tomorrow because I don't want to deal with, unless it's an absolute emergency, I don't want to deal with tech support on Sabbath. And so, but yeah, it's done. As everybody can notice that, especially those of you who are on the old WTPR on remnantofgod.org, it's not choppy, is it? And there's a quite a few families in that one right now, and it's always off the hilt in the live one. And so, yeah, we're good. We are so good now, and the Lord has blessed us, answered our prayers. Everything is great. And then the other thing I wanted to praise, and what's happened, the other thing was actually the number one thing I wanted to praise, but then with what just happened, it just superseded it. But we finally have an audio chat room. I don't know if anybody realized that. But I was finally able to figure out how to, and it wasn't so much the chat room that I had a program, because it is open source. I was able to MacGyver, I'll just put it that way, the way the audio goes out to the internet and a way for the chat room itself to realize it, unless you got an iPhone. because the iPhone, there's nothing we can do about that. It's just the way the iPhones are. So I do have a special page for the iPhone, HTML5 stuff. And that's why when you come to the chat room, it has that big glowing notice sign to click those three dots up there so that you can get live audio. Everybody in the chat room right now, if you click that, you're all on WTPR Live right now. And it works now. So you don't have to go outside the chat room and click WTPR and come back in. No, it's all working. We all have an audio chat again. See, I just got a text. It might be from Brother Tim. Yep. And so I'm going to share his praise real quick. Did I call you the other? I just noticed, bro. Tuesday, I think we call. We talked on the phone, yeah. Because he says, can you give me a call? All right, this is what he's saying. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters, and Pastor Nick. I would love to praise God for my salvation and happiness. And thank you, Father, for answered prayers and that you said no to, and prayers that you say no to. So thank you, Father, for loving me and never giving up on me. Amen. Amen and amen, bro. So, all right, and then I got... One more here. Oh, and by the way, the audio stream as well is secure. So people, that's why the numbers on WTBR just doubled, because the amount of people that come in, because before it was built on an HTTP page. And a lot of people don't realize that you don't need security if you don't have shopping carts on your websites. We don't sell anything. We don't ask for donations, that kind of thing. And no one has a credit card to go to my website. No, none of that's fault at all. But because of what Google did, which is more or less the government, all websites got to have that S on the end of the HTTP. It's where you got to literally get SSL security and build it into the system and all that. And oh, it's a joke. Every month I got to refresh things on it and just to keep it running, to keep the lock on. We now have that ability with the WTPR streams. That's why the players actually work now. Remember, you click the player, it would just wouldn't work. You'd have to go out and go straight to the portal. Yeah, that's gone now. Praise his name for that, because that was a real thorn in my side for years, because I thought, why can't this thing go straight security where it won't cause that danger, unsecure website? You know, you might get a virus. Or, you know, they're just lying to the people. Now, there are viruses out there on these unsecure websites, but if you know the site and you know they don't sell nothing, then you don't need security. So I want to praise his name for that too. All right, and two more things, and I'm going to share a praise for my wife. Number one, this one should have been number one. We got a new human in our family. I lost count of how many grandkids we have, and great grandkids too. But we have a new granddaughter, little Liviana. You know, precious little thing. And she's doing well. Everything's great. And so praise the Lord for that. And my wife was actually blessed with an opportunity to go down there and help out mommy, you know, the new mommy, and my son Josh. And it was just amazing. And so, yeah, new baby. And now we finally have more grandkids than kids. And like siblings on my side, because I'm one of 11 kids, and so we surpassed the 11 thing now, and so praise God, which is quite a bit of us. So, well, amen, Gilbert, amen, my brother. And then one last thing, bunnies galore. and that's, well, I think it's attributed mostly because the cats are dead that we had, and Pinky never killed, the dog we had never killed any of the animals, but the cats did, you know, the ground squirrels. So now we're inundated with chipmunks, and now it seems like every time you go outside, you see a young bunny. You know, young ones, and mom and dad are staying pretty much hush-hush, but the young bunnies are kind of, especially when you find them and you take them out of their little hole, and you hold them in your hand and you put them back in, they get used to you, just like with the toads. We used to have thousands of toads because of my fish tank. But now the toads won't put their eggs in there anymore because I got over 100 fish in there. And they go, yeah, they're going to smorgasbord my children. So they put their babies someplace else, I guess. So, all right. Now we're going to read Fran's praise here. I got to get up there to where she sent the PM to me here. And her and I are going to say more or less the same thing here. We praise the Lord for our salvation and the constant love and joy that comes with it and the peace. And then she also says, I also thank God for a chance to spend time with my newborn granddaughter, Liviana, and my other granddaughters, Annalie, Marilee, and Evelyn. You know, that's the small humans out there in a different state. I praise his name for his love and power he gives us to show others his deep love for us, so as to glorify his name and bring them to Jesus Christ, our Savior. I also praise the Lord for our loving church family, who Jesus has gathered together at this time when he will come in glory soon. And I echo that too. And I also want to praise the Lord for my brothers and sisters in the faith too, because your prayers, because I put out a prayer request a little while ago in regards to what we were going through here, and everything's great. Everything is back to normal now, and the work was never slowed down. You know, we never slowed down the work. It was just that all the free time was dedicated to stop the hacker. And that's done. He's gone. And I'm also praising God that we got new toys, I like to call them, that I'm going to be installing. I'll probably wait on tomorrow, probably tomorrow evening, because tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, a lot of outside work. So we're going to go outside and do a lot of stuff in the yard. We got a lot of land here to cut. So let me drop the mic, because I'm certain Sister Mindy's got something she wants to share, and I'm going to go check my email too. So I'll be back whenever.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. Okay, so I have a few praises to share. And I just want to apologize. I did not get a chance to copy the praises during children's study. Normally after children's study, I'll scroll up and copy and paste all the praises. But for some reason in this chat room, it doesn't let you scroll up, you know, it stops at a certain time in the chat room. So I wasn't able to scroll all the way up and copy and paste them. So, but Sister Katie did mention all the praises during children's study on the mic. So they are recorded. And so if anybody wants to go back and listen to those, they can. All right. So let's get started on these praises. Brother Eli just posted a praise in the chat room. I'll go ahead and read that one first. It says, praise the Lord for our salvation in Christ and the overflowing joy that comes with it. I want to praise the Lord for his protection when 16 tornadoes hit last Saturday night. Praise the Lord for touching the heart of my neighbor to let me use the shelter spare key that we may be able to stay inside during a warning. The wind and tornadoes do obey him. Praise the Lord, Brother Eli. And when I share my praise, I have a praise about that as well. And then Sister Barbara just posted in the chat room, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I praise the Lord for my salvation, the comfort it gives. Praise the Lord for his presence and comfort. I praise the Lord for the church family, which is a great blessing for me. There are so many things to thank the Lord for that I can't mention them all. Praise our precious King. Praise the Lord, sister. And I echo that praise as well. All right, now I'll read the ones that were shared earlier, and I did get a PM from one. Sister Zoom, I praise the Lord for all he has done in my life. He has got me a car and the confidence to drive it around. He has brought me to a closer walk with him than I have ever had before, and he increases my hope that I will see Jesus in my lifetime. I thank God for keeping me healthy, giving me greater wisdom to recognize spiritual assaults and how to avoid them. I thank God for giving me the obedience to keep my Sabbath and for providing a Sabbath services that I believe in as being the right and narrow way church, and thank God for leading me to it. God has done so many things for me that have been nothing but a blessing that I cannot mention them all here. I praise the Lord for giving me a stronger faith and for making me to make prayers asking for a faith so strong that it overpowers all other concerns in my life. I praise the Lord for proving time and time again that he hears the prayers of his faithful, and I thank and praise God for the peace and happiness he gives me even in the midst of trials, isolation, difficult spiritual assaults, and hardship. The peace he gives utterly destroys any sense of defeat, and for this I can only rejoice and rejoice, she has in capital letters, thanking God 100 or more times a day and loud and without warning. I love my Lord God and my beloved Lord Jesus for never leaving me alone. Praise the Lord, sister. And I totally echo that praise. I'm sure all of us do. That's a wonderful praise, sister. And then Sister Marie has a praise, Sabbath blessings. I praise the Lord for waking me up every morning and helping me to get through each day. I also praise God for my salvation and all the joys that come with it. I give thanks to God for my family, our health, our protection, and for answered prayers. Our Heavenly Father is an awesome Father, and I will praise his name all the days of my life. Amen. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. And Sister Aurora, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for his love, mercy, and grace. In February 1st, I was laid off from my employment at the time. Through diligent budgeting, we were going to be okay for 2 months. It was nearly 2 months to the date, and I accepted new positions still in the industry I've been in for nearly 30 years. Compensation will be higher than where I was, fully remote, so I can still be home with my husband, who is disabled. Praise the Lord for this blessing and his perfect timing. While I was away for this last week doing training in New Jersey, the house was safe. My son and husband remained safe, and I thank God, Lord, for the blessings, all things in his perfect timing. Praise the Lord, sister, and congratulations on your new job. All right, keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters.
Final blessings, brothers and sisters. Once again, can you hear me? Okay, praise the Lord. I have two praises to share today. One has to do with Sophie, and then the other one has to do with seed planting. So it all happened on Wednesday, all in one day, so praise the Lord. So for Sophie, I want to praise the Lord for catching a mild UTI infection. We noticed, at least I noticed, Monday evening, I believe it was, she kept licking, you know, your female parts, and I was like, that's not normal for her. So I just kept an eye on her, and then Tuesday morning, we gave her some colloidal silver in her food, as well as I put some on her as well, and it seemed like it made her even worse, like she kept licking and licking and licking, and then I noticed blood. I was like, oh, wow, that's not good. So I was trying to think of different things that I could do for her. I didn't have anything at the time, and then I was reading about, especially in her stage, because she already has a heart condition and she has kidney disease on top of it. You know, she has blood along with the UTI, and it gets worse. Obviously, the infection can spread to other organs, and it can be fatal. So I called the vet, and I scheduled her appointment for the next day, Wednesday. So we got her in. They did the test, urine analysis, and everything. And so praise the Lord, it was only mild. It wasn't severe or anything, so we caught it in time. So they sent her home with antibiotics. So she's peeling. She's still licking a little bit, but not nearly as much as before. So praise the Lord for that. And my second praise is, so later that day in the afternoon, as I was taking our dogs for a walk, we walked by the library that we live by. I noticed a few women coming out of the library, and I crossed over into the parking lot, so our dogs wouldn't bark at them. And then I noticed a black lady walk into her bike, and it looked as if she was talking to the lady that was already way ahead of her. And I overheard her say something about Jesus, and I immediately crossed over to walk to her. And I asked her, I was like, ma'am, did you say something about Jesus? And she said, yes, I sure did. People need to know him because he's coming back soon. Oh, my heart just melted. So I said, oh, yes, they do. And, yeah, he's indeed coming back sooner than many realize. Then we started talking about the delusions of Satan, false pastors, people having itching ears. And as we were discussing all these things, she was sharing all the Bible verses to back it all up. I was so amazed. And I'm pretty sure it was all KJV too. And I was like, wow. I was just smiling from ear to ear. It was so amazing. And then I asked her if she knew about the climate change agenda, and she said no. And I briefly told her about it and how it will bring religious laws very soon with the next president. And then she started talking about the New World Order and COVID. And, like, inside I was just, like, jumping up and down with excitement. I was like, yay! She mentioned that she was going through some trials with her family and health, but she was thankful for the trials and persecutions she was facing. And she quoted Matthew 10:28, which says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And as she was about to leave, I was, like, trying to hurry because I knew she was getting on her bike. And I was like, oh, come on. So I was trying to go in my purse to get out some tracks, but she left in a hurry. And I didn't even get to ask her name. I was like, oh, no. But it's okay. The Lord knows her, and he was there with us and witnessed, you know, that excitement and joy that I felt talking to her about these truths and the seeds that were planted. So praise his almighty name, and please keep her in prayer as well. Thank you. Have a blessing.
Oh, okay. How about now? I'm sorry. Yeah, was the mic low? Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, man. Sorry, everybody. Yeah, Anthony, he's got his hand up, and I thought he was talking, but there's nothing coming through. He's probably got a bad connection. He can't send audio. So, all right. And for those of you on the old WTPR, sorry, my mute was on, which doesn't even work properly because you can still hear me. I don't get that part. All right. So, got a couple of praises here, but first I want to share a praise that I just got from Brother Severn in my text. He texts me. He says he praises the Lord that he's not worried about the diagnosis that he recently had. And yes, please continue to keep him in prayer. He seems to come up a lot in mine. And so thank you for praying for Brother Severn. He says he's completely okay with it. He's peaceful, and he's praying that he finds the right combination of foods and herbs because what I've been doing has so far been working, feeling a lot better. And so, amen. Praise the Lord, my brother. So, and thanks, Sister Marie. Yeah, she alerted me that I was too low. So what was that noise? Was that a PM, I think, from somebody here? I think it's Anthony. Yep. Well, that's what we were. Yeah, if you got your hand up, and like when Minnie gets done, because you had your hand up before anybody. Oh, and yeah, and then I said go ahead and share, but no one could hear me. So I'll drop the mic. So go ahead there, Brother Anthony.
Sabbath blessings, family. Can everybody hear me? Alrighty, praise the Lord. Hopefully my connection can hold up as I share my praise, or praises actually. So let's give this a shot. So first and foremost, I want to praise the Lord for the fact that I got hired. I am officially hired to my new job. I work for a company now called Western Express. They're a trucking company, and excuse me. And I got my daily log book that I'm gonna need in the truck with me. I got my fuel card I'm gonna need. I have all my tools that I need. Well, not my physical tools, but I mean that'll come down the line. But everything I'm gonna need so that when I deal with the Department of Transportation. And if anyone here has been involved in trucking, you know that the Department of Transportation or the DOT, they will pull you over. Sometimes they'll pull you over for nothing. They'll just to check you. So I got everything I need for that. The journey of this actually started when I left home to come to orientation. I've been down here in Richmond, Virginia for this orientation. Now I've been here for about a week. So the journey actually started when I left. Western Express paid for a Greyhound bus to come bring me down here. So I left home around just before 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And when I got to Newark, New Jersey, I had to transfer over to another bus. And this bus that I had to transfer over to was going to take me to Baltimore, Maryland. And while I was in Newark, New Jersey, I had about an hour and a half layover, only to then wait and wait and wait and wait. And the bus was over an hour late. So then when the bus finally arrived, we got to Baltimore around just a little bit before 2 o'clock in the morning. And when we got there, the bus that I was actually supposed to transfer over to had already left. So I was late. I missed my bus. And so I went up to the front desk of the terminal where the people are there, where they give you your tickets and they help you out with any information that you need. So I went up there to explain the situation, and there was actually somebody there who was also going to Richmond, Virginia as well. So we both went up there to explain what happened because we were on the same bus together and we were going to get on the same bus. And so the tickets were printed out, new tickets that was, they were printed out, and on the ticket, it said that the next bus was not going to be coming until 5:10 in the morning, which means from that time that I got there, just a little bit before 2, I would have had about a 3.5-hour layover just waiting around in Baltimore. And if you guys know anything about Baltimore, it's not the safest of places. So, of course, I was a little tense, wasn't comfortable. But praise God for his protection. Even though I was only there for a short period of time, so that's where I'm going to get into. So then about a half hour passes by, and I happen to look up, and I see another bus pulling in. And I didn't think anything of it until I saw right on the front of the bus, it said that this bus was going to Richmond, Virginia. And what I ended up discovering was that this bus was actually a half hour late. So from the time I got there, it was supposed to depart, but it was a half hour late. So there was an extra bus coming. I was like, oh, wonderful. Let me see if I can go and actually get on the bus with this driver and then just go to Richmond. Because if I was to wait till 5:00 in the morning for the next bus, I would have been an hour and a half late for orientation, because orientation was 7 in the morning, and I wouldn't have arrived in Richmond until about a little after 8:30. So I went up to the driver and I says, me and the other guy who were actually going to Richmond together, we're like, can we get on this bus just to go to Richmond? And the driver says, yeah, go ahead, come on this bus. And I showed him my ticket, my new ticket. So he says, no, just get on here. And I shook his hand and I says, if I had cash, I'd give you a tip. So it was a good experience. It was a good experience that the Lord moved upon his heart to allow us to get on that bus. And so we get to Richmond, Virginia. And then once I get to the terminal in Richmond, I see that same driver. He had already, he stepped out of the bus. He was, I don't know if he was taking a break or if he was waiting for his other passengers to board, whatever the case was. So I saw him passing by, and then I stopped him and I shook his hand again. And I says, I just want to thank you so much for what you did. I appreciate you. And he looks at me and he goes, So I hear you're a Christian man. Now, mind you, I didn't say a word about my faith. I was like, how did you know that I was a Christian? He goes, I could just tell. And he says to me, now, mind you, this was a really rough night. It was a very rough night, and not only with the layovers, but also just with keeping Danny in the loop with everything. She wasn't feeling comfortable. She was praying just for my safety and praying that I could get on the bus to go to Richmond. So she was just in the loop with everything. She was praying. So it was a rough night for both of us. And so I says to him, yeah, I said, how do you know I'm a Christian? He says, I could just tell. And he says to me, and mind you, I didn't even explain the situation in full detail. I just said, you know, I'll be waiting, whatever. So he just let me on. And he says, you know, when Jesus sends help, he's going to send his people. And he just told me to keep persevering. So that was just a source of encouragement because of the rough night I was having. And he just told me just to keep persevering. So that really warmed up my heart. As I was waiting to go to the hotel where I'm staying at currently, I was waiting for my Uber. I just looked up at the sky and I says, Father, I love you too. So then after that experience, I get to the hotel had the first day of orientation. I was not late, so praise the Lord. Then I ended up sharing, the rooms are double occupancy, so I didn't know who I was going to be sharing my room with. Come to find out, he probably was an angel. I have no idea, Sister Mindy, but we'll find out when we get home. That's actually something I'm curious about. But anyway, what I was saying is that, so I find out later on the day who I'm sharing my room with. The man's name is Israel. He's a Christian, more specifically, he's a Hebrew Israelite, but I praise the Lord that he's not one of those racist, aggressive Hebrew Israelites. He's very genuine in his faith, and we actually found a lot of common ground, and so we've been, so the whole time that he was here, he's since gone home with his family, for now. We found a lot of common ground, we talked a lot of scripture, and because he's familiar with this type of work, he was also helping me throughout orientation and just learning how to get everything figured out. So he's been a big help. He's also plant-based. It was really nice to that he was plant-based so that, you know, we could just share each other's food. We could talk scripture. It was a very interesting experience with him. I really loved it, and we exchanged numbers. And then also, too, we both got the chance to talk to somebody who was very depressed, down in the dumps, and just thinks he was a mistake. So there was a lot of ministry going on while we were here. Oh, God's hand has been really moving. And on top of the fact that, like I said, I got hired, that was another big praise. The only part that makes me a little down and somewhat depressed is the fact that I'm missing my other half. That's really it. But praise the Lord, I'll be able to see her very soon. What I've definitely been learning is that sometimes what God calls us to do requires a sacrifice, and that sacrifice sometimes means that we have to leave home for a bit. And so I'm pulling through, doing the best I can, and I also praise God that he's helping me through very kind-hearted people to help me get familiar with my new line of work, because I've never done this type of work before. And I'm getting better as each day goes by, so I just want to praise the Lord for all these things that have been happening this week. And some unspoken praises as well, but I'll spare the details for now. But yeah, that's my praises. God is so good. And just remember, you know, as a source of encouragement to help me, and you know, whatever you're going through, just keep persevering and the Lord will see you through. All right, so I'm going to drop my mic. God bless you all and happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I wonder if he was an angel, too. It sounds pretty interesting. But that's one of the neat things. I remember one time Vern Bates explaining how he had to pick somebody up at an airport. And it's on a video that he explains this. And the guy he's talking to says, well, have you ever seen him before? And he goes, no. Well, then how are you going to know that it's him? He says, I'll see it in his eyes. Because the man that's coming is a Christian. And so, yeah, they can tell, especially the people that are demon-possessed. They start running away from you out of the blue. All right, I got a few more praises here. But before sharing it, I want to share a praise again in regards to something that I was dealing with. It was a major trial. It was years ago. I don't remember exactly when it was. but it's on my personal praise list, and I just noticed the date here got messed up when I put it in here, so I don't even know when it was. And I'm only sharing this because the Lord revealed to me last week that somebody needs to hear this today. And I go through my praise list on a regular basis because I love to see his hand move, even something that happened 20 years ago, let's say. And I'm saddened at the same time. I put him in the garage, but I had a box of, you know, those pamphlets that you get by with school paper in them with the little metal coil on the side, like a spring. And it's like for your study notes or something like that if you're in college or in high school or whatever. I've got like 20 of them out in a box, just packed with praises on both sides. And from the 1990s forward. And now it's all digital. It's all on my computer. And I put them in the basement for safe storage. And I was going to go through them. And then when I went in the basement, I guess it got wet in that one area and they got a little moldy. So that's the thing that's sad is because I want to open them up, but I don't want to start hacking away and coughing and stuff. So I put them out in the garage to dry them out. Hopefully they'll be okay. Because like I said, I like going through my praises. But this is something that while I was in study some time ago, it could have been months or years ago that this happened, I stopped in the middle of my study to speak with the Lord. And I do that often, you know, like when you're reading the Word and something comes up that He reveals or someone's name comes up, like the Bible verse is for somebody. But the reason I wanted to speak to him is because I was going through a cloud of silence, and it had been hanging over me for so long that I just had to say something. So I stopped my study for a moment, and as I was speaking, I illustrated my thoughts to the Lord regarding His love for man and how it works and how, as I assume, is different from the way man's love is. And I was claiming that I know He loves me, and I know He knows I love Him. But my problem was in how slowly the prayers are being answered. Yeah, I was getting a little selfish. Yeah. Or as the kids would say, shellfish. Or jailfish. That's, you know, different. Small humans, they'll talk funny. Anyway, I stated, you know, that I'm very aware as to how I sent up my incense of love in prayer numerous times a day. You know, like the incense, the prophetic reason for the incense in the holy place right before the curtain of the most holy. It just represents our prayers. And so I mentioned the incense a lot to him and how, you know, I could say, I could literally be a jerk about it and says, you know, why don't you just do the same for me, you know? An amazing and a very, very gentle thought and picture came to my mind. Of blood racing through a human heart. It was the strangest thing. My first thought was of him saying, is not your heart beating in your chest as you pray to me right now? You know, because he's like, we know if it wasn't for him, it would stop beating. Because he picks the day of our birth as well as the day of our death. And as we see in, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, he wants us all to have an expected end, a good end. And so, you know, as I pondered that for a moment, every aspect of life was then placed before my mind that illustrated everything a man can ever need. You know, from the roof over my head to the food on my table, on, you know, the clothes on my back, you know, to the blessings that arrive in the P.O. box from my brothers and sisters because he sends them. Because, like, again, if we don't ask for donations, that's because we're asking him. And when the money comes, we know our prayer was heard there. And so I always forget that part, right? And because when we need help, we ask him. Because when you ask mankind, then you have to keep asking mankind because they forget. But no, you don't have to do that with the Father, for certain projects and stuff like that. And so everything is there because he loves us so much that he is sending his love in providing for us every single second of the day so as to live life more abundantly, as well as provide for those he sends our way. And as well as when I compare that to my piddly prayers to him of every 15 minutes or so, you know, because I like to pray all day. And this, even that cannot compare in the least to how much love he sends my way each and every day. And so that dark cloud that I was going through suddenly lifted, and peace came upon me once again in the work to do this work. And so I got to say, thank you, Jesus. And then later, as I penned this, as I was writing this down to share with you, my brothers and sisters, I can't help feeling sad again for those that could go through similar trials. But because of sin, that they don't want to give up cannot see the picture or hear the gentle voice of God that can change their day or even their very lives dramatically. Just as a major trial comes on people suddenly, so can a major blessing come on people suddenly. And it's just amazing how when he does it, oh, it's just so much better. I mean, he sends his love to every one of us just as he does. He's been doing this for 6,000 years. But because a lot of people don't read his word or even bother praying to him, and you got to do both. Otherwise, he knows you're not serious. If you want to know him, he'll reveal himself. I mean, let us reason together. Remember what he said through Isaiah? There's a reason for that. And he created us to cry out to him. But so many people just say, oh, I'm going to cry out over here or over there because that's easier. I can see more response from Satan, even though they don't know they're doing it with Satan or with witchcraft or anything like Buddha or anything like that. They don't want to cry out to the God of the Bible because he's so far away. And for the last 2,000 years, Christianity's got so watered down, people's prayers don't seem to get answered. It's because they don't want them to be answered. Because in order to get them answered, they got to obey first. So they cannot receive the message from heaven that calms their heart. You know, like the lost at Christ's baptism. They didn't hear any voice. They only heard thunder. Everybody else heard a voice. And so I thought I'd share that today because I needed to hear it from him that day when he goes, you know, because we get our dry spells. Moses got it 40 days on the side of the mountain waiting on the Ten Commandments. And so twice. And so, yeah, he got dead air. And so that's what we all go through. And so it's taken a little while for the Lord to answer prayer. Be patient. He's watching how you respond. And I said this a lot of times. The day you pray the prayer, all the way up to the day you answer the prayer, or he answers the prayer, rather, the time in between is quite often part of the answer. And so, but I share that. But because our patience has a lot to do with that. Okay, now I got a praise here from Brother Dan, and then I'll drop the mic after that because I got to check my emails again because, praise God, we're getting praises in again through the emails like usual. And so, again, this Brother Dan, he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Have you ever heard the expression, a crazy thing happened on the way to the forum? Well, it just happened to me. I want to praise God for sending me a young man in his 40s to minister to while grocery shopping yesterday, that he was going to minister to, Dan, to help the guy when he was shopping yesterday, he says. But this wasn't the usual way it happens. Instead of me having that still small voice telling me I needed to talk to him, he approached me and said, I just want you to know that, you know, God sent you to me. Kind of sounds like what Brother Anthony was just talking about with that bus driver. This is happening a lot more often than people realize. We're that close. Our brothers and sisters are out there, and a lot of them don't even realize how close we are as relatives in the eternal family. So going on, he says, after talking for 5 minutes or so, my wife came over to see where I had disappeared to. After joining me, we talked with him for over 20 minutes in the supermarket aisle about current events, current end time events as well, as they relate to the Bible, and gave him resources to look at later. But little did we know at the outset that that was not what God wanted us to impart to him. Deb and I, his wife, have been married for over 40 years, and we could sense that the real reason we were there was to strengthen his marriage that was faltering at the moment. Praise God. Yeah, a lot of people walk up to a drunk and talk to him about you shouldn't drink. You don't think he knows that? Talk to him about why he started drinking. Let the Lord move you, right? So anyway, he goes on. We were able to share how our love has grown through the years and gave him strategies we have used to increase our love for each other. In the process, I was able to show my wife how God has strengthened my faith through daily reading the Bible over the past 2 years. I worry that she will not be ready when Christ returns because she doesn't see the need to study the Word. She says she will rely on me to let her know what is happening. Deb normally cuts me off when I try to explain that everything happening in the world today points to the soon-to-be return of our Lord and Savior in our lifetime. She doesn't believe that. So please keep her in your prayers that she will open her eyes to the truth. And amen, my brother, we will definitely. I put this on my prayer list, your praise. And so we'll definitely be doing that, my brother. But he reminded me of something that I want to praise God about now, too. Because recently a brother and a sister in the faith asked for counsel, marriage counsel. And like I've always said, I don't talk to the wife alone. I don't talk to the husband alone. We don't do the he said, she said thing. Everybody's got to be. But they approached Fran first, and then Fran told me about it. I says, yeah, well, all of us have to be on the phone at the same time. Not a problem. Especially in today's world with speakerphones. It's great, right? What I'm praising God about was how easy it was to show how much I love my wife and how easy it was for her to show me how much she loves me. It was the way we were sharing how we deal with how we argue or how we hang out with each other. Or there's time, we didn't even mention this, friend, if you remember. There's times, and we did this when we were dating. We'll just sit there and hold the phone next to each other. You know, like she'll be on the phone at her house, I'm over at my house. And sometimes we'll be on the phone for 10, 15 minutes without saying a thing. We're just in each other's presence. We love each other that much, right? And so, you know, or we do that now when, like if she's on her way home from the store or in the store or whatever. We'll just start talking on the phone and just hang out while she's doing this or that or whatever, you know. And when we're driving together some places, we'll have both our phones on. We'll just talk to each other as we're driving in two different cars. It's kind of weird, though, when the cars get close, the Bluetooth goes kind of the bluey. And I want to praise God for that because it was so easy to relate to a brother and a sister in the faith how as you get older with each other, and especially when you're both Christians because they both are, the love of God turns your marriage around in ways that, I mean, we still got our idiosyncrasies. You know, she puts up with me, I put up with her. You know, we all have our quirks, and it's good. It's the variety of life. I look at it like that. And I learn a lot from her, and I'm thinking she learns a lot from me. I learn a lot from everybody. I watch people. I've always done that. That's how, like, when I first found Christ, I wanted to watch. When I was looking for him, I wanted to watch other people that claimed to have found him. I watch him like a hawk. Nobody ever knows I do that. I never let people. I just how I've always been. And I love doing it that way because you could see the person's character, you know, when you do it in a way that they don't even know you're watching. And that's how it's been with Fran and I. And she's, you know, I just wanted to praise God that our love is there. And it's because of Jesus and how he just blesses us. You know, like I'm going to mention this again. I think we mentioned it a couple the last time, at the last testimony service. I don't know if we did, but Fran and I were doing something. I was at the printer on my computer here. I was over on the back of the office here getting something from the printer or doing something to it. I think I was maybe scanning and sending it to the computer. She walked in, and I think I handed her something, and we were talking about something. I can't remember exactly what the topic was. I don't care what we were talking about. What happened next floored me. And I call it the best moment ever. It's in my praise list as the best moment ever. And all of a sudden, she's walking away, and I turn back to the printer, and all of a sudden, both of us stop, turn around, face each other, and say, I love you. At the same time, and then we just started hugging and, you know, giggling, and then the Holy Spirit hugged us as well. That was the best moment ever. We hugged each other. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was doing it too. And it was just like he just wrapped both of us up in one big hug. And I want to praise the Lord that he makes himself that obvious. And I am so sad for atheists or even people that just, you know, don't think it's important to meet Jesus. How much you're missing here? He changes lives to... Oh, man, is he just, oh, I just, there's no words. You have to meet him. And so Sister Mindy has some praises, and And I'm on Drop the Mic.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I love hearing that praise about you and Sister Fran. All right, I have some more praises to share. So let's start with Brother Matthew. I praise the Lord for the strength and peace to get through each day while I am grieving over my wife and for his love, mercy, and grace. I praise the Lord for the times and moments of the good and the bad, with the happy and the sad, and for all his blessings connected to it all. I also praise the Lord for replacing my sadness with joy, my loneliness with peace, and my emptiness with his kindness, compassion, and love. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Alex says, I praise the Lord for new standing desks that's improving my posture and spine health. Yeah, I had one of those when I was working in recruiting. They're really awesome. It was like pops up and you can stand in while you're working. That's really good for you. And other unspoken praises. Praise the Lord, Bro Dwayne is still with us despite the heart emergency. Yes, praise the Lord. That's awesome. Brother Goren says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Here are my praises. Number one, multiple technical and other unspoken praises. Number two, praise the Lord for the techco technician did not come over on the Sabbath. Number three, praise the Lord for preventing my potential fall down the stairs. Could have been ugly. Nothing happened. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. Number four, relatively recently, I bought a new razor and the first two shaves I cut myself. The third time I prayed about it before the shave, and yes, you guessed it, no cuts that time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's those little things that we just keep praising the Lord. Number four, it was time to get a haircut, and it was arranged on a Sabbath without asking me about it first. I said, I can't come on that day, and I won't go. I need assistance with everything and anything like that, haircut and other things. So it was a real issue, but praise the Lord, the Sabbath was kept, and the haircut got postponed for a weekday. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord for all these, and he has in parentheses, heart beating, a roof overhead, a bed to sleep in, and everything. Praise the Lord, brother. And then little brother Damien says, when it was really cold, even at end of March, I prayed the Lord to give us heat wave. I praise the Lord to give us a heat wave. And what to do, you know, the weather shot up from 40 degrees to 70 degree weather. I praise the Lord for answering my prayers. It gave me joy because he answered and showed me that God always hears my prayers. Praise the Lord, little brother. And then Sister Mandy says, I praise the Lord for saving me and blessing me to feel what true happiness and peace feels like. And for his promises to love us and always be there for us. Unlike people who come and go and who can let us down, God is always reliable through all our generations forever. He never changes and will always be the same, giving us something we can count on no matter what. I always praise the Lord for the new printer I got. Our printer stopped working after only a year of having it, and since the warranty was over, they wouldn't help us out. So I prayed and ended up getting a message from the Epson place saying they will give me a new replacement. So I want to thank God for that. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Leticia, she says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I praise God for his wonderful love and always guiding me and waking me up every morning to spend time with him and to guide my kids to him every day. I also wanted to share that my oldest son, Manuel, and his wife one day had a conversation about what if they have a gay child. It was a long conversation, so I won't get into that. But my son did remind his wife that the God that she believes in for her salvation says in the Bible that it is an abomination. She didn't agree with it. My son doesn't follow God, but was raised in truth, and he knows what Bible says. Those seeds were planted many years ago. After retelling me of the conversation, he did say that he does believe that having a strong religious God foundation is good for the family. He probably won't do it, he said. I said, you never know. One day it just may happen. I praise God that my son believes in God's foundation for family and that God working on him little at a time. Do keep him and his family in prayers. to one day surrender all to God. Praise the Lord, sister, and we'll definitely keep your son in our prayers. And then Brother Arthur says, Arthur, my praise. As many have seen on the national news, our area of South Carolina was struck by a once-in-a-century hailstorm. The hail was the size of tennis balls. Our area was devastated. Many people even lost the siding on their homes. When that storm was finished, there was about 4 inches of ice on the ground, comprised of tennis ball-sized hail. Trees and power lines were down. We were without electricity for like 8 hours. God protected us from major damage. Our roof was damaged, hail tore up our vents, and created a one-foot diameter hole directly in our to our attic. God sent us a great contractor who does everything for us, including dealing with the insurance company. They will even be here when the insurance adjuster comes to be sure we get paid for every damage. They said our insurance company is a really good one and there shouldn't be any problems. They took lots of photos and said we'll certainly get everything paid for. We will get a new roof on our house and our outbuildings, along with many things on our lawn destroyed. Our estate is called an Act of God state, so the damages cannot be used against us to raise our rates later. Praise God for blessing and protecting us when others had much more damage. I praise God for his presence in my life and my family's life. We have an awesome God. Praise the Lord, Brother Arthur. That is awesome. Brother Seth and Sister Amy, praise the Lord. Amy, praise the Lord for the family he has blessed me with, the roof over our heads, the food on our table, our health, the resources, highlighting healthy lifestyle, / minerals, herbs, etc. The technology allows me to listen to the sanctuary study, to from work, the ability to come together and listen to WTPR and Sabbath, his truth, love, and mercy. Praise the Lord. All right. This is awesome testimony, Sabbath. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters.
Sabbath blessings again, family. I just wanted to come on here real quick because there was another praise I wanted to share. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Danny, though, because you know, she's been keeping me in the loop as to what's going on with her. And since she's not on here, I thought I would just share her praise for her on her behalf. I mean, she didn't say that it was a testimony she wanted to share, but by the way she said it, I was like, you know what, I'll share it. So she's been feeling very down and for the last day or so, and so this is just a quick praise. So she went out today to this little area that's near our house. It's a very beautiful area. There's a trail, there's waterfalls. And it's up in the mountains too, so it's like it's just the perfect bliss over there. So she went over there for a couple hours and she spent time with the Lord, and she told me that that she feels so much better, that the dark clouds that she was experiencing just went away. So I just wanted to share that real quickly, and how the Lord's peace is so real. You know, as the word says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, let me go there real quick. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm sorry. Got my Bible in hand. Philippians 4, 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, yeah, this is a good, testimony Sabbath. And then again, we say it every time, you know, so it's always good. It's always very, very good. All right. Brother Alvin had, he wanted to share some stuff. I mean, I don't know if there's any more, but two more souls accepted Christ literally in baptism and everything at when he was on that missionary trip out in the Philippines. But he's going to share a whole thing about that next Sabbath as the sermon. He's going to share everything. I want to praise God for that too, because that kind of stuff I just love listening to when God's hand is moving, and especially when it's moving upon new people. Man, it's good stuff. And then Sister Stephanie has a praise. She says, Sabbath blessings. God be with you. I want to praise the Lord for salvation, for his guidance, for his instruction and love. I want to thank him for a surprise break in the rain for Sabbath, so we still get our Sabbath walk. And I'm so thankful to him for always making sure we have what we need when we need it. And I agree there, it's not just the physical things either. Sometimes we need a little spiritual courage too at times, or strength. So she goes on, she says, I want to praise him for this week. We were able to get a garden planted for us and prayerfully to share. I devoted this week to cleansing my mind, body, and spirit with God. I have been doing extra studies and prayers and seeing so many lessons this week. It has been a joyous week. I feel closer to him more and more every day. It has been a good reminder that whenever we may feel like we are slipping or that we aren't doing enough, that he is with us. He is directing our path if we allow him to. He will be keeping us from falling if we trust and obey him. All praises and glory to our amazing, mighty God, Sister Stephanie. Amen, sister. Amen to that. Oh, Brother Anthony. Oh, no, that's Sister Mindy's hand. Okay, I got a few more, but I want to share Sister Novi's. It's kind of short. She says, we want to praise the Lord for the last week keeping us safe from tornadic weather. Yeah, I remember Eli asking for prayer, so yeah, we get everybody out there in prayer. It says, we had a tornado go north of us by 2 or 3 miles late Sunday, early Monday morning. We have had severe storms almost every night since then. Praise God for his hedge of angels. Yeah, it's like I was telling Fran the other day, because I used to have a phobia when I was much younger, and even quite recently, I'd say 10 or 15 years ago, I still had somewhat of a phobia of tornadoes, because my first one, I was at age 12. I mean, there were some previous to that, but the first one that ever came that close to our home, where I saw it with my own eyes and all the damage it was doing, the stuff I saw in the air, and so that concerned me, you know. But then when I became a Christian, he slowly but surely started to reveal to me, because we would always pray, and we lost count. We stopped counting at 52 or 54 when we would pray, and then he would shift the tornado off track and away from us. But it got to the point now, it's like, he knows where we're at. He knows where we are. He knows where his children are. Even if we happen to be visiting somebody in a city, let's say, and a tornado hits, all the houses around us are going to get destroyed but ours. Because we've seen that happen too here with the hailstorms. Everything out here was destroyed except it's like the guy from AT&T when he was coming here back when I was trying some DSL stuff, when he reported on how he never seen anything like that before. He just drove through thousands and thousands, because it was like 5,500 acres of destruction in this area. He says he went through thousands and thousands of acreage and it was early spring, so all the farmers had to replant because all the crops were destroyed. And he says all he saw was destruction everywhere from the hail until they got to the edge of my land. And then when you get past our land, it started up again. He says, yeah, that's because we have a God. And it gave me an opportunity to share with him. And it really does happen like that. He's amazing how he cares for his children. And even if something does happen that you might think is bad, he's got his, you know, maybe we need a lesson learned there. You got to look at it for what's being said. All right, so let me drop the mic, and I'm going to go see if I got any more emails, because I just noticed I only have one more praise left that I'm going to share when I get back on, unless, of course, there's something in email. So I'm going to drop the mic.
Okay, I have some more to share. Sister Zoom just put another praise in the room. I'll read that first. I praise the Lord for helping me these last days to overcome gluttony, eating what I don't need to eat, making the effort to go out and exercise and improve my routine. I praise the Lord that He is bringing my sister closer to the Lord. She met someone in town who was giving out great controversy, and she told him that her big sister was Sabbath keeper, and he ended up talking to her and giving her some EGW books. Oh, praise the Lord, sister. I could see God's hand in this. Her daughter, my niece, who was 9 years old, changed the screensaver on her mom's phone to God is love photo without anyone telling her to do it. It is clearly the Holy Spirit hard at work. Never stop praying for others to come to God. God will do the work and answer those prayers. Amen, sister. And I, oh, wow, that's an awesome praise. Thank you for sharing. All right, and I have another praise, and this is from Sister Janiza. Heavenly blessings, brothers and sisters. It's nice to be back. First of all, I would like to praise the Lord for your prayers, and we arrived home safely after a day and a half journey. We had layover in Japan, and when we were boarding on the plane from Tokyo to Chicago for another 14-hour straight flight, the pilot advised passengers to wear a seatbelt at all times due to expected air turbulence. It shook strongly most of the times during the flight. The crew served our food late because they needed to belt up. We just kept praying, confident that we would arrive safely to our destination. Many times God demonstrated His mighty hands to our family. The hedge of angels was keeping our plane safe as promised in Psalms 91:11. Praise the Lord. It was extremely hot in the Philippines with a heat index of 105 to 116. We got coughed because of the weather. Still doing the natural remedies and praying for fast recovery. Please pray for Alvin, for he has fever today. We have several updates to share next Sabbath. Once again, Sabbath blessings and all glory to God. Praise the Lord, sister. And we are so happy you all made it home safe. And then I'll go ahead and share my praise since I'm on the mic and we're kind of wrapping things up here. I want to praise the Lord, first of all, for my salvation and the joy that it brings. And I also want to praise the Lord, as many of you, with this weather we've been having. I don't know, I'm sure most of you heard about the tornadoes that hit. It was a Friday. And thank goodness, you know, I don't work, you know, on Fridays. But Nebraska, which is where I'm from, I live in Iowa now, but Nebraska got hit pretty hard with tornadoes. And then Iowa got hit as well. And when I heard the sirens go off, obviously I got on my knees and I just prayed the Lord for protection and protection over my loved ones. And my sister doesn't live far from Lincoln, and Lincoln, Nebraska got hit, but she was safe, and she lives with my niece and her grandkids. And then a small town in Iowa that's, not too far from us, Minden, Iowa, 80% of the town got totaled. I forget how many houses were damaged, but it was very devastating. And we have a friend that lives in Minden, so my husband called him right away and praised the Lord that they were fine and their house was fine. But he said he saw his neighbor's camper go flying in the air. So it was that close to them that they could have had some major damage. So praise the Lord for protecting them as well. And I just praise the Lord for all, you know, all of us during this bad weather. Because I know I heard between Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Kansas, they reported 92 tornadoes. So praise the Lord for His protection during this really bad weather. And then I also want to praise the Lord. My sister came out to visit me last week. And we had gone to the store, to Walmart, and you know, we got our shopping done. We left, and she was following me back to my house. And all of a sudden, she started honking her horn at me, and she pulled up beside me, and she held up her phone. And I'm like, you know, was she trying to call me? So I went to reach into my purse to get my phone, and my purse was not there. And so then I panicked. I'm like, oh, no, I left my purse at Walmart. And I know it left it in the shopping cart. When I got my groceries out of the cart, I left it in the cart. So it was there in the parking lot. And I just started praying, oh, Lord, please, please. I pray an honest person picked up my purse and turned it in. And so the first exit I could get off of, I got off, and my sister followed me. And she said that Walmart called your husband and told him that your purse is there. And I'm like, oh, praise the Lord, somebody turned it in. And so turned around and went back to Walmart, and I went to customer service and picked up my purse. Everything was in there, sisters and brothers. There, nothing was stolen. And I just praise the Lord for that. Oh, he is so good. And then I also went and praise the Lord many of you know that my husband had a surgery on his leg. This was a couple months ago. And I just want to praise the Lord that the surgery is working well. They went in and opened up some of his veins so that the blood wouldn't just go down to his foot and would just pool there, and then his leg would swell. Well, the blood's able to pump back up his calf. And so now he's able to do so much more. He's able to mow the yard and get things done, because last year he was hardly able to walk on it. And our neighbor was such a blessing, and he mowed, you know, we live on 3 acres, so our neighbor would, you know, mow for us. And so praise the Lord that he's able to get things done around the house, and I know it makes him feel so much better as well, being able to get things done. And then I also have one last praise. I have a niece that lives in Colorado, and she recently had a baby girl. She was 3 weeks early, so she only weighed like 5 pounds, and she wasn't they were keeping her in the hospital because she wasn't able to go number two. But praise the Lord, I prayed, and she was able to go, and they were able to bring her home safely. And so I praise the Lord for a new little baby in our family. A lot of babies. And praise the Lord for all these wonderful praises. I love you all. God bless.
Amen and amen. I got a praise here from Brother Stephen, and for Testimony Sabbath, he says, God bless and happy Sabbath, family. I'd like to share my testimonies, starting first by thanking God for all the blessings he has given, many answered prayers, many opportunities to share the gospel, and guidance in doctrine. I was stuck on how to explain a question someone asked me. And when it was revealed a few days ago, I went and shared what was revealed. More than this, during my talk with the dear soul, God helped me to speak to him and revealed even more to confirm the truth. I praise God for the Crest collection. It is a very nice read. I praise God for a very cheap fig tree I got. And I praise God for the grace of Jesus Christ and strength by faith in his grace to overcome sin. And I praise God for prayer. I praise God for gospel workers and all his help. God is very good. Amen, my brother. Amen. Okay, let me check my email one more time. Anybody else got their hands up? I don't see anybody. Oh, wow. Time flies, you know, because the last time I looked at the clock, it was like 2 o'clock. Now it's 3. It's just something. It's kind of like Bible. The same thing happened to me this morning, because I wanted to get done with my Bible studies at a certain time, because when I upload my Bible studies to a couple of computers in the house, and I got to be on a specific network, but I can't be on that network for Turbo. And I just happened to look up and says, whoa, because I usually like to start it at 11:30, and it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, thanks, Jesse. Yeah, he gave me a praise. He had to reword a few things here. Okay, here, let me put this. Let me put this in. This is from Jesse, Brother Jesse. He says, praise the Lord for the trials and fiery afflictions. The enemy of souls gave me insomnia and withdrew my understanding of almost all, social skills. This was the reason why I was tricked into developing a firm hatred of myself, and I slowly began to destroy myself. This church family, with the sole help of Jesus Christ, has stopped my self-destruction and fully pulled me out of this seething hatred and has taught me a bountiful amount of skill that has just sprouted. Wow, that was well said. Amen to that, bro. And he says, of course, it is written, take heed lest ye fall. However, we know the scriptures. A just man shall fall. A just man might fall six times, but he shall surely rise up a seventh time. Yeah, and amen. You know, hence the reason for 1 John 1:9. You know, the Lord understands how it is down here. And then he goes on. He says, after learning the basics of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, I can say with my everything that we have a pleading Savior who desires for us to be fully cleansed of our sins and to take away our sins forever and ever. Amen. And amen to that too, brother. And since he mentions it, 7 o'clock tonight, Christ our righteousness. We're going to pray first for 10 minutes at the most, and then we go into Christ our righteousness. We do this every Saturday night, but now the Sabbath is still upon us at 7, so we'll still be in Sabbath, so you got nowhere else to go. So, and you can come in here or the Telegram, but it seems the overwhelming majority of the people are coming into the Telegram room, which is invite only, I think. So get with Brother Joe or Brother Anthony or Eli or anybody else, because I'm not that familiar with Telegram even now. I still have to ask these. Oh, and by the way, thank you for your patience, everybody that's waiting on me to answer texts or emails or phone calls, because of it's not that none of the work has slowed down. It's just that sometimes I can't get to everything at the same time, with all that kind of stuff. And so, but yeah, everything is it's great now. Everything's back to normal. And it's a busy time of year, I guess. Keep this, I don't have any more emails, and so I'm just going to mention this. I did get the email back from a pastor who left the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Pakistan. I'm not going to say his name. He gave me his address, his phone number, all of it, even his WhatsApp, which I don't use. So, and he wants to join our number and he wants to work with us. But being an ex Seventh-day Adventist, there's going to be some spiritual baggage. And so I asked him to send me his statement of faith. And so please keep him in prayer, because there's a part in his statement of faith that the Seventh-day Adventist Church added to their statement of faith in 1980. And, of course, I'm talking about the Trinity. Who? Okay. She just sent it? Okay, I'll check my email in a minute. And so, yeah, keep him in your prayer. I'll say his first name, Michael. Okay, so Pastor Michael, ex-Seventh-day Adventist from Pakistan. He knows what he's saying. He's out. Because his first email, he said he doesn't like what he's looking at, and so he's leaving. Kind of reminds me of the understudy of Jeremiah when he came up to him and wanted to work with him. He says, I just can't stand hypocrisy, kind of thing. And so please keep him in your prayers. We always vet. In these last days, people are going to try to infiltrate. But keep them in your prayer. Everything else on the statement of faith looks pretty good. It's just that one thing with the one God, the Trinity thing, because that's what it is. Well, he says, that there is one God presented in three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But that's not what the Bible says. It says there's three gods, three separate persons of the God. And even Sister White even says that crystal clear. Him being ex-SDA, he knows who she is too. But again, they're burning her books now, and they've been editing them for decades. But let me just check my email one last time, because Fran just told me, Sister, oh, there it is. Sister Hannah sent a testimony. Let me get it over here on the screen so it's easier to read. And then Sister Mindy has more. So after this, I'm going to drop the mic. And then while Sister Mindy's sharing, I'll be looking at my emails again, because some people come at the last minute. All right, so Sister Hannah says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a praise to share, Lord willing, to share in the soon future. It's still in the works. Interesting. And she says, I want to praise the Lord for how personal our Savior truly is. How the blessed Godhead family cares for us is so amazing. I praise the Lord for the trials and for many answered prayers. And let me stop here because I know there's some babes listening in. And it says, why do you people keep on praising God through the trials? Well, when you find Christ and you go through these trials, and then we all know that hindsight is 20/20. A lot of times you don't like what you're going through at the time, but when you go through it and the Lord delivers you from it and teaches you the lesson you need to learn, you look back at the trial and you go, thank you so much, because you need the shakeups to wake up, right? And he knows this, and he does it in a way that it's nothing but love. Even though some people won't see the love, they will later. And so I praise the Lord for the trials and for many answered prayers. I want to praise the Lord for his healing remedies and for God's perfect character. He is so trustworthy and always uses everything we go through for our good and his glory, and his glory's sake, just like his word says. Amen, sister. And then she quotes Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. So, and then she goes on, I want to praise the Lord that I have a new spot in the woods by a stream that I have been getting to go almost every day. It's been such a blessing. You know, that's something I've always wanted, a stream on my land. Just, oh, because I know there's a couple places I used to go to. It's beautiful in the woods. So I can't thank the Lord enough for it. It's like all the noise of the world disappears when I get to my new spot that the Lord guided me to. And then she says, I also feel led, lastly, to share about what happened the other day. A guy was working on this vehicle outside when I felt the Lord wanted me to turn around and stop by to talk with him. I asked the Lord, like I usually do, what he wants me to give to him. You know, tracks. You know, he's, what kind of track? The Holy Spirit told me he would reject the information, but I still offered it to him, as it's a great way to start a conversation. The guy said he wasn't interested at all, and I felt led to ask why. I did the same thing to one of the UPS guys. He said he doesn't believe in God, and usually that's when I say take care and God bless or something along those lines and leave, due to them showing that they very clearly aren't interested or wanting to talk. But this guy seemed, okay, she's got a couple words missing, but this guy seemed, said he, I'm just going to read the way it's written. This guy seemed, said he wasn't interested, or seemed, maybe she should have put said. So he seemed he wasn't interested, but yet he seemed interested. I got nervous because I didn't want to force anything upon him, but I ended up asking him some questions. He answered and sharing a few things. It was interesting. He was showing in ways he wasn't interested, but yet I believe the Holy Spirit was telling me he was in a way. A lot of people put up a wall. I know about that. Atheists want to believe in God, but they declare themselves, you know, like that. And I found this out. They want a Christian to prove it to them. But there's no Christians out there that can, except for God's children, the obedient remnant. We can show God to these people, but and that's why atheists have joined our number. So anyway, she finishes by saying, whatever reason he may not believing in God or may not be believing in God, the Lord knows. Please keep him in prayer. His name is Jeff. Sabbath blessings, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I love you all. Love you too, sister. And yes, we will pray for Jeff. Amen and amen. And so one last time on the emails, and Sister Mindy's got her hand up. No emails on this end. So I'm going to drop the mic.
All right. I have one more to share. And this is from Brother Seth and Sister Amy. They have another praise. They said, I want to praise the Lord for helping us rescue 14 cats that were abandoned by a neighbor when she moved out of town. We had the ability to get them vaccinated and fixed, and were blessed to find some new loving homes. It was only with his help that we were able to get through this trial. I continue to say prayers to help rehome a couple more cats to loving and safe homes. And that was from Sister Amy. Praise the Lord, sister. That is amazing that you were able to help all those cats. You know, God, all God's creatures are just, he loves them all. And it's great that we can help them and find them new homes. All right. Praise the Lord for this testimony Sabbath.
Amen. And I just checked the email one last time, and we're all done. So praise the Lord for this testimony Sabbath again. Amen. And so we'll have some music, and then we'll close in prayer. Said iffin. It's like them country boy kind of words down here. So if you can heal, please do so. We're going to pray. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you so much for this Sabbath. it started amazingly. It's moving right along just greatly. And thank you for blessing us all the way tonight, too, when we gather for prayer and study to close out the Sabbath. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, all the promises in your word. There's hundreds of them. And we can, all of them are promises you made to us, your children. And so they're all 100%. And we know that. And so thank you for revealing it, each and every one of them to us. Thank you, Father God, for blessing everyone on the prayer list, especially those that are lost, and even more so those that think they're saved, because there's billions of them out there that are going to soon blaspheme the Holy Ghost because they think they're Christians. And when the mark is enforced, they're going to think it's the right thing to do this or that. And so please bless us with the latter rain, Father. Please help us to overcome the big and little areas in our lives so that when the rain comes, we will be worthy. And even if you would have us go to sleep, like in martyrdom, or just in our die in our sleep or something, you know, if you would have us just to die before that day comes. Thank you for letting us be ready to have no unconfessed sin, to be so perfectly blessed so that when we go to sleep, all we know we'll get up later and live for all eternity. And because some of us may not be able to handle what's coming, and so you'll allow us to take a nap before you get here. And so thank you, Father, for that too. And thank you for blessing everyone that's doing the work with a strong hedge of angels around them, because it's getting more and more intense out there, as we and everyone else knows. Even the non-believer is seeing things, Father. And so thank you for letting us be alive in these last days. And we offer this prayer in every single one of these praises and all the prayers in the hearts and the minds of your people, your children. We offer all of this to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ, Creator of all that is seen and unseen. Amen.